start hour number two. My name is Jim Rome. It's a three-hour show. I've done two interviews. I've already ran it a couple times. My third interview is coming up next segment. Lorenzo Alexander, recently retired, and we'll get his thoughts on that. This show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I've got plenty more to say about last night's Natty Championship game. I want your thoughts on it. 1-800-636-8686. I want to talk about the Astros, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, and Major League Baseball. Quick reaction. Dear Romy, this is an email. Dear Romy, damn, it was ugly watching Trevor Lawrence miss easy targets. Signed, Hawk getting stoned at lunch and then trying to feed Ike his applesauce. What? Casey in New Hampshire. Stop moving, bro. Here comes the airplane, old man. Oh, missed again, man. Sit still, bro. I'm having a good day, but man, that head. Stop moving. Dear Rome, I thoroughly enjoyed watching from the sidelines yesterday and pretending not to be a giant red ass while on television. Hopefully the networks are dumb enough to think that I am a pleasant person and not a complete bag suffering from Napoleon complex because I could use a change of scenery. Signed, The Nictator. Aaron in Omaha. War Rome congratulating me on a successful 2020 wedding and graduation from grad school. War me straining my shoulder, patting myself on the back after this email. Hey, Broham, I'd congratulate you if I had any idea who you were. I'd congratulate you if you had done either of those things yet.
Congratulations!
As far as your take about Nick Saban, yeah, he comes out pretty well when he's not being a grumpy troll, doesn't he? You don't have to be, Nick. You can still win without being that guy. Although I'm sure he'd say, no, the reason I do win is because I am that guy. The thing is, are they still that team? Are they still that program? I know you're still that guy, but do you still have that program? Do you still have that team? Are you still the team to beat in that conference? Are you even the team to beat in your own division? I know you're still that guy, but do you still have that program? We'll see how he responds. All right, the What's Your Beef segment's going to come up at the bottom of the hour. Hit me up on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. What's your beef? It can be a person, it can be a thing, it can be an event, anything at all. Hit me up on the phones, hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Bottom of the hour beefs. Also, email at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Some more of the aftermath to last night's game. Let me throw this back. Let me throw it back to, I don't know, 1831. You know, Ike's time. Ike, you remember. Senator William L. Marcy. I think you were there, Ike. Remember what he told you, Ike? To the victor go the spoils. Ike's like, yeah, I know that guy. He's a good guy. To the victor go the spoils. So in 2020, thank you, Mr. President. In 2020, the LSU football team carried that credo on like champs because they didn't just walk out of New Orleans with the national title trophy and some souvenir confetti raked up from the field. Nope. They went ham. They went ham, and they damn near burned that place down. And I mean both of those in the most literal sense possible. I remember, that reminds me, was that Jake? Did Jake go on social talking about going ham? Hey, Dad, we went ham. I'm like, hey, son, do you know what that means? No. All right, well, let me help you with what that means. Ooh, sorry. Anyway, they went ham. And I mean it in the most literal sense possible. And they nearly burned that place down, literally. Because Coach Orgeron, Coach O, literally went ham. But not hard as a mother bleeper. I'm talking spiral cut. Maybe even Black Forest. Who knows? After a night like that, Maybe my man went big swing and went honey baked. Because the dude who celebrated beating Alabama earlier this season with a ham sandwich and called it a great night is the same dude who ran it right back, cold cut style, again. Last night, in an interview with SportsCenter, Coach O hit the deli counter again saying, quote, "We're probably going to get a ham sandwich. Go to bed, wake up tomorrow, do it again. We're just simple folks. We love our life. I love my family. We don't go out. We don't do things like that. We represent the state of Louisiana." Give me a ham sandwich and some chips. Give me a ham sandwich. Give me those chips. Edo loves a ham sando. Like Aaron Rodgers loves a glass of scotch. Like, these guys are regimented. They've got their routine. They stick to it. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We all have our routines, right? I've got a Friday night routine. I've got a Saturday routine. They've got theirs. You've got yours. And you got to love that a natty title and a 500 GER bonus paycheck to go along with it is not changing his routine or his late night snack. He's not changing for anybody or anything. Two slices of bread, some condiments, I'm sure, and a few slices of deli meat. Why the hell not? Who needs that fancy steakhouse? Who even needs a Red Lobster?
Red Lobster.
When you can go to your fridge and your pantry and have a $2 ham sando on demand. I just got to know what kind of sando this guy's fixing up. Is it top shelf stuff on marble rye? Or is my man going like the real working man and going ham sando on Wonder Bread? I've got no clue, but I've got the feeling that Edo is not picky, just hungry. And he went ham last night, literally, like we all knew he would. I also mentioned that the LSU Tigers nearly burned that joint right to the ground in New Orleans. Also true. Also literally true. Because these dudes busted out the cutters and the blue tips, and they fired up some rockets. And Ed O knew it was coming, because as soon as Joe Burrow got done with his presser, the coach threw some advice his way.
Take it easy on that seagull.
That is such a great line. Take it easy on that cigar, boy.
Take it easy on that cigar, bro.
Actually, take it easy on that cigar, Bo.
Take it easy on that cigar, bro.
God, I love Edo. Take it easy on that cigar, boy.
Take it easy on that cigar, bro.
Of course, that advice was ignored. Joe Burrow was seen ripping his stogie from the hallway all the way back to the locker room. And when he got back in there, that place looked like an afternoon in Snoop's living room. Visibility non-existent, like a bunch of champion college kids riffing cigars. And it was awesome. Right up until the local fuzz rolled in and threatened to give them some more jewelry, but this time in the form of a silver bracelet. According to Alabama.com, an officer did come into the locker room and told the team that any players smoking stogies would be subject to arrest. According to Alabama.com, many of the players laughed. They laughed out loud because they thought it was a joke. Hard to blame them. I would too. Except it wasn't a joke. They weren't kidding. Nobody was arrested, but the players apparently had to put out their sticks. Enormous buzzkill. But at least somebody was able to film Burroughs chilling in a recliner, blowing clouds like Tony Soprano in pads before he had to put his out. Cigars might not last forever, but pictures do. And those pics are legendary. What an epic night for LSU. An epic night for a celebration. $500,000, a ham sando, and some brown leaf missiles. To the victors go the spoils. Am I right, Ike?
Take it easy on that cigar, boy.
Take it easy with that cigar, boy.
Take it easy on that cigar, boy.
Yeah, I don't think Joe is going to listen to that. He could have pretty easily gone, "You know who the hell I am?" And probably the coach would have rolled with it. Take it easy on that cigar ball.
Take it easy on that cigar ball.
Edo's great. What a great coach. Legendary figure. Legendary coach. Or are they the best team ever?
Go Tigers!
Is Joe Burrow the best college quarterback ever? He had the best single season ever, statistically. I'm not sure I've ever seen a better college quarterback. This email reads, Dear Rome Skillet, James Kelly may have only gone 2 for 2, but his Titans prediction was so spot on, I'm a little freaked for him. I'm about to throw that extraterrestrial-looking dude in the front basket of my bike and pedal him away so the government can't catch him to study his gigantic melon. Casey, New Hampshire, wore another J.K. segment. The circus freak is brilliant. He's smart, dude. There's no way you have a head that big and not have some IQ to go along with it. He's already gotten down with one of his picks. I said, yo, big-headed boy. That's pretty early in the week for you to get down. You must feel pretty strongly. And his reaction was, I don't want to lose it. I don't want to say what he doesn't want to lose. I don't want to give away the pick or the have a spoiler alert here. He's already gotten down with one of the picks. He's coming back on Friday. He will be back in studio. He earned himself another run in the jungle on Friday. So in case you missed him last week, you want to make sure you dial that up. Coming up next segment, Lorenzo Alexander, newly retired. We'll talk about his career and where his mind is at right now. Also, coming up this hour, the What's Your Beef segment. That's at the bottom of the hour. And then we are wide open. And yes, I will be in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game and an appearance on the NFL on CBS. What's the matter with you, Hawk? You look like you saw something you shouldn't have seen. All right, when we come back, Lorenzo Alexander. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the right part or accessory that you need to get that job done right the very first time. But did you know they also check your battery? They will test your check engine light. They'll install your wiper blades. They will even loan specialty tools when you need them. And if your car is not stopping the way it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies that you need to do the job right the very first time. In fact, now for a limited time, save 15% when you buy a set of Brake Best pads and 2 Brake Best rotors. Stop by today. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. They know what it means to provide excellent customer service. That's why professional technicians have trusted O'Reilly Auto Parts for more than 30 years. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
My name is Jim Rome, a tremendous Tuesday to you. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. Really quickly, next time you want a protein snack, ditch the drinks and the bars and grab a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. It's tender, tasty, real beef that's going to rock your craving for a snack. It satisfies, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. As promised, we are joined right now by a 2-time Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl MVP, a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in 2017, 2018, 2019. He was undrafted in 2005 out of Cal. He is Lorenzo Alexander. Lorenzo, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing, brother?
No, I'm great. Really nice to have you back. So you made your retirement official after the playoff game in Houston. First things first, how is retired life treating you so far?
You know what, it's going great, and really not too much has changed because this is like my normal routine after the season's over in general. You know, there's not a lot going on, and so I probably won't feel the effects until probably April or training camp when guys are reporting, and I'm sitting at home with the family doing our thing, playing daddy.
That's great. Lorenzo Alexander joining us. You know, you and I have talked about your journey in the past, but again, you were undrafted in 2005 out of Cal. You had to battle for everything you had in the NFL. There was a time when you were getting cut by the Panthers and the Ravens, and you thought that if things did not work out in Washington, you'd probably go to law school. So right. If I told you, Lorenzo, you'd spend 15 years in the NFL, what would you have said?
No way. I mean, obviously, my career started, I was just trying to make it to the next day. And, you know, thankfully, I've come in contact with a ton of teammates, you know, from London Fletcher, Larry Fitzgerald, Kyle Williams, Mike Sellers, and many others, as well as coaches like Danny Smith, that have really helped me grow as a player, poured into me and helped me show me the way how to be a professional. And I was able to take advantage of it and create, you know, a long and productive career and, you know, found my niche throughout that time.
Lorenzo Alexander joining us. Now, let's be real clear about those days in Washington because they were challenging. As you wrote in the Players Tribune a couple of years back, those practices were Joe Gibbs practices.
Yeah.
What were they like, and what kind of a toll did they take on you physically?
Yeah, I probably could have got two more years if I didn't have Joe Gibbs. And, you know, obviously, Joe Gibbs is one of the greatest coaches ever, Hall of Fame caliber. But, you know, before this new CBA, I mean, you know, padded practices, there was really no rain on them as far as how many we could have. So you had the double days in training camp. You had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the season. As a young player, a practice squad player trying to make the team, especially during the season, I took every single rep possible. Look team offense, look team defense, special teams. I never left the field. And that was probably one of the most physically grueling times of my life. I mean, I remember times trying to get home and get up the stairs of my apartment. And I literally had to crawl up the stairs just because how sore I was. I didn't know how to take care of my body. And so it was definitely challenging times, but I think it definitely hardened me and gave me appreciation for taking care of your body. And then when I had the opportunity this year to take a Wednesday off and get up breath. But it was part of the plan, build a great foundation and allowed me to play the way I did as well, I believe.
Lorenzo Alexander is joining us. So not only were you in the league for a decade and a half, but you did just about everything there is to do in the game. How does it feel then to be walking out on your own terms, walking away from the game on your own terms?
Right. You know, it's a great feeling. I mean, obviously not too many guys get that opportunity to do it. They're either told you're not good enough, you cost too much, you're injury prone. And so for me to really walk away and really choose my family, you know, because I still love this game, we still love to play, but at this point in my career where I have to do so much just to get ready to get ready, you know, as far as the massages, dry needling, the stretching, all that stuff has almost become another job in a sense to prepare. And it's taken a lot of time away from my family and really surprised, really shifted my priorities in a sense. You know, I'm a man that believes faith, family, and football. And the older I've gotten, football has really almost either came equal or leapfrogged my family life in so many ways. And so that's why I've been so blessed to have a great wife. Imaginique has done a great job of holding our household down, raising our kids, and really supporting me throughout these last 12 years of our marriage. And, you know, she's been really a blessing and has really allowed me to extend my career on the back end.
We are talking to Lorenzo Alexander. I'm so glad you laid that out like that, that whole notion of you had to get ready in order to get ready. I mean, that really tells me quite a bit. I mean, is that essentially how you knew it was time? For instance, you said you've been thinking about this for a while, and midway through the season, you felt like it was time. I'm always curious, how do you know when it's time? Like, how did you know it was time?
Well, for me, I mean, it just got to the point, because I'm a guy, you know, obviously everybody in the NFL is talented, but I'm not a guy that's on the top end of the athletic spectrum. So I'm a guy that has to practice, lift weights, get all my reps in order so I can go out and compete at the highest level and be productive and help my teammates. And really towards, you know, this year, it's really been going in the last two seasons where I'll have Wednesday off. But towards the end of this year, I would have to take Wednesday and Thursday off just to feel okay to go practice on Friday and feel okay to go play in the game. And I felt like I, you know, just wasn't giving or being able to produce my best ball practicing that way, you know, being able to have certain reads or making certain plays. And I still was productive, but it wasn't to my standard of my mind. And, you know, especially that practice aspect, you know, being a blue-collar guy, being a leader about how to go about doing things. And my body just, you know, told me, no, you can't do it. I had to listen so I could still play this season. But that's not how I want to lead this team, nor go out there and play. And so, you know, couple that with wanting to be with my family, I was at peace with making the decision to be able to walk away.
That makes so much sense. Lorenzo Alexander joining me. I'm glad you mentioned leadership. I was going to go there next because over the last few years, one Bills player after another has talked about the culture in that locker room, and you're a big part of that culture. How much pride, Lorenzo, do you take in playing such a significant role in the culture change with the Bills and getting to the playoffs twice in the last three seasons after such a long drought?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a pleasure. You know, obviously the foundation was laid with Kyle Williams. I just came in and supplemented a lot of things he was doing, and Sean and Brandon started bringing in cultured guys that, you know, were great people, could play ball, and were open to listen to a veteran like myself speaking to their lives. And so just to be able to help, you know, guys like a Micah Hyde or a Jordan Poyer or young guys like Tremaine Edmonds or Josh Allen, maybe see the world and this league a little bit differently, you know, maybe speak some life into, you know, how to be a husband, how to be a father, you know, how to be a pro, is help them grow a little bit quicker to help this team obviously win on game days, but to really be an impact in their lives and their families has really been a joy of my last 4 years. And I think I'll say that was highlighted by being able to baptize a couple of my teammates, some coaches as well as their wives. So just to be a part of a family, you know, way bigger than football and team, but being a part of their family, going into their homes, is something that I will remember and take with me forever. And that's why it's always hard to leave. It's not about the game. It's really about the people and the relationships that you have developed over the time.
Lorenzo Alexander is my guest. I mean, so clearly you were a mentor to so many guys early in your career then. Early in your career, who were some of the guys who mentored you?
Well, we had when I was in Carolina, I had guys like Dan Morgan, who's actually part of our scouting department here now, and Brenton Buckner, who I actually played with in Carolina as a rookie, but also was a coach of mine in Arizona. It just shows you how small this league is. Those guys early on in my career, I watched how they worked. You know, I spent 4 days in Baltimore. So I saw Ray Lewis, you know, obviously a Hall of Famer, you know, premier linebacker at the time. And he was the first one in, you know, first one in, last one to leave. I mean, he lived that life. And so I saw how he worked, saw how London Fletcher worked. We built a great brother relationship while I was in Washington. And I would say those people really helped define what it meant to be a pro and what it meant to play this game at a high level. And then I would say off the field, guys like Antoine Randall, James Thrash, Ronaldo Wynn, Kendrick Golson showed me how to be a man and what it looked like to be a father, a Christian father, and play in this world of NFL football and live the life of a Christian and what that looked like and doing it boldly and doing it respectfully and leading guys that way. And so I was very blessed, as I mentioned, for a lot of guys that helped me in so many different aspects of my life. And I'm just so fortunate to have those relationships and still to this day. And so those guys have helped me and I'm definitely blessed.
Talking to Lorenzo Alexander, I so appreciate this conversation. Before I let you go, clearly you're about so much more than just football. But one thought about football, one of the things you've talked about is an interest in player development and maybe doing some work in that area. What is it about player development that excites you the most?
It's just helping young men become men. You know, oftentimes we have a lot of guys that come into our league that had come from adverse backgrounds like myself, you know, single-parent household, growing up in the inner city. You have this great talent, and oftentimes people push you along and don't really get the correction and the wisdom and the guidance you need to become a man. As I see it, you know, being accountable, being a great father, a great husband, being reliable, all some of those things that we kind of just push by certain guys because they're talented. So to be able to hopefully be a part of the Buffalo Bills player development as we move forward. You know, I have a role with the NFLPA, but continue to build those intimate relationships with some of the young guys on our team and help them grow up and leave some of their boys' tendencies behind. It's obviously going to help them impact their lives, impact their families, legacy-type stuff that we talk about. And some of the byproducts of that is then when you come to work, you're more focused, you're more engaged, and you're going to be more productive when you touch the football field because your life is in order. And so if I can be a part of that, especially here in this organization, would be definitely a dream and a passion and why I think really is my passion in life.
You want to get help. You want to help folks get squared away. So finally, on that note, now that your job, anybody playing in the NFL, it's such a demanding job. You've got to make so many sacrifices. Now that that side or that thing is maybe over to the side a little bit, how eager are you to spend time with your family, with your wife, with your kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you sacrifice so much, as I kind of mentioned earlier in the interview, as far as, you know, getting ready to get ready, and your family gets a lot of that neglect as far as not being able to show up to all the basketball games and not be able to take trips. And when we do, I got to figure out, you know, where I'm going to train at, where I'm going to work out, who's going to give me a massage. So I just can't wait to be fully present in all their activities, all our trips, and not really have to worry about preparing to play a game, that obviously I love. And so that's what I look most forward to this offseason. We have some trips planned, getting together with family, some former teammates going there, you know, obviously down to Louisiana to visit Kyle, up to Montana to visit an old teammate of mine that played in Philly, Cole Anderson, and here in Buffalo. So I'm looking forward to doing all that, not having to worry about where I'm going to work out at, who's going to do a massage while I'm on this trip.
I do love Montana. One last thought. I mentioned all the numbers, the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees in 2017, 18, and 19. I want to acknowledge one more thing that I think you should be really proud of. I'm sure you are. You went to Cal. You and I are both UC guys. I went to UC Santa Barbara. You went to UC Berkeley. That is such an amazing academic institution. What was it like to go to college there and play football there?
You know, I enjoyed it. Obviously, it was close to home. My parents could always come up. Friends and family could come watch me play. But, you know, honestly, when I first got there, it was much like the Buffalo situation. We hadn't been good in a long time. My first year there, we were like 1-10 or something like that. By the time I left there, we had brought in a lot of great athletes from Aaron Rodgers to Brandon Meebane to Marshawn Lynch, and we finished number 5. So to be a part of that culture change with Jed Tepfer leading us was really cool. And then also just to be on that campus with all the best minds and, you know, a kind of a melting pot of the minds around the country of kids that have gone on and done great things. It was really cool to kind of rub shoulders with them and get to see how they saw the world and, you know, whether it was politics, religion, just having those great conversations to make you open and open your mind outside of, for me, you know, Oakland, California, where I really didn't live, really didn't leave from being a kid until I got to college. And so it was really cool to get those different perspectives and have some great relationships still to the day that, you know, were non-student athletes, but just, you know, students going up there getting their education, which was really cool to be a part of.
Lorenzo Alexander, a 2-time Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl MVP, and he's calling it a day. But listen, I so appreciate you. I so appreciate the conversations over the years. Let's make sure, Lorenzo, this is not the last time we do this. I would love to have you back on soon.
You know, most definitely. You know, hopefully I can kind of venture my way into your world and learn that business and learn that skill set and be your colleague one of these days.
Well, man, I'm here for it. Anything you need from me, you let me know. I'm here for it.
I appreciate that.
All right, Lorenzo, appreciate you. Thanks so much. Lorenzo Alexander, what a great career. Great, great leader. Ultimate professional. And I'm not telling you Bills fans, you members of the Bills Mafia, anything you didn't already know. Tremendous. And he will be back on this show if I have anything to say about it. My thanks to Lorenzo Alexander. All right, so we're halfway through it. When we come back, it seems kind of natural, right? Coming off something so positive and so upbeat that we go to something so negative. Your beefs. Time to beef. Load up the phone lines. If you want to beef on the phones, do it now. Load them up. I cleared them out for you. 1-800-636-8686.
Radio.
What's your beef? It's Tuesday. Next time you want a protein snack, ditch the drinks and the bars. Grab a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. Tender, tasty, real beef that rocks your craving for a snack that satisfies. Ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? It is the beef segment. Beef on the phones.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Yes, it is, Rex. It's exactly what it is. It is every Tuesday at this time, Rex. You know this. What's your beef? Hit me up on the phones right now. 1-800-636-8686. These people found me on Twitter. Lana Allison. I'm looking at her feed. She is a big horse racing fan. She writes, "My beef is with the Chantex smoking turkey commercial. Bring back Fat Ray Liotta.
Fat
turkeys don't smoke. I hate that." Good job, Lana. At Mock Moda tweets, "My beef will be the inevitable Dodgers bags that will soon call in and whine about the Astros 2017 World Series banner. Brah. Outro. Brah. Outro.
Brah. Brah.
Outro.
Brah.
Outro.
Brah.
Outro.
Brah.
Outro.
Come on."
That's how he wrote it. That's not me. He tweeted that. Brah.
Brah.
Outro.
Outro.
Brah.
Outro.
Brah.
Outro.
Brah.
Outro.
This beef. Come on. Joe Palmieri, the hot dog king of Maine. Come on.
Come on.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
This tweet is on email. Romy. "I work at a facility where the men's bathrooms have 3 stalls. It makes me crazy when some deranged individual chooses the center stall when the other two are open for business. I see it working. That's a legitimate beef. Also on email, Rome. My beef is with the Seahawks not unleashing Russell Wilson until the second half once again and losing once again after he almost single-handedly won it by himself in the second half. This is the best player in the NFL. Let him go in the first half, please. I think that's a legitimate beef.
Hey, Seattle.
Why not just let this guy do what he does the entire game and not wait until the game's nearly over?
We got a deal.
Yeah, and we got a football. Why don't you put it in my hands, Pete?
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
You fast-talking, gum-chomping. And normally I would say that just saying, hey, Russ, go win us the game is not a good game plan, but it would have been better than the game plan that they were running in the first half. They should have just said, hey, Russ, go win us the game. He might have. This is something else. Right here. Dear Rome, I was at the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. Clearly the who's who of SoCal were there. But my beef was with the Wisconsin faithful. I mean, James, I don't know what was worse. The reflection of the Oregon helmets or the reflection off Wisconsin faithful's milky, white, pale skin. I mean, Jim, do they even have the sun in Wisconsin? And Jim, the girls, even the skinny girls were fat, Rome. A skinny Wisconsin girl is considered morbidly obese in L.A. Stay in Scotty, you freaks. It's Jeff in SoCal. Hey, Jeff, you should stay on brand, man. Just email about the WNBA. Keep Wisconsin out your mouth. You're a troll because you know you're going to get a rise out of me. You know I'm going to stick up for the Wisconsin faithful because I pretty much am them now. I am the Wisconsin faithful. Now, you do make a pretty good point. You do make a pretty good point about how pasty they are. Like Jake, when Jake came home from his first or for his first vacation, I'm like, damn, Powder, what's up? Jake's like in the backyard just trying to bag rays. He's trying to get whatever sun he can in January. It's like 58 degrees. He's like, Dad. I'm like, yes, Powder. So that part's true. In terms of, quote, even the girls were fat, Rome. Let me tell you about Wisconsin now. Place, Madtown. Any part of Wisconsin I've been to, Eagle River. It's a party now. They're fun. The guys, the gals, the young folks, the old folks. It's a party. Come on, man. Stay down, Jeff. These are some of the nicest people I've ever met. Since we started the whole Wisconsin thing and trying to find a college for Jake, I've come to meet so many people from so many walks of life in Wisconsin. They are without question some of the finest people I've ever met. Yeah, Rome, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they're fat and pasty. Yeah, you know what? They're fat and pasty people everywhere. Who cares? Rome, Wisconsin, I got your back. You know this. I love the state of Wisconsin. Rome, my beef is with my wife not stirring tubs of yogurt. She opens it and just starts scooping. So when it's my turn to hit it, it's not mixed. It's watery as hell. But at least she's a total MILF. Casey in New Hampshire. It's a good beef segment today. Hey, Rome, I got a beef. My beef is with the lottery player loser who stands at the register, vigorously scratching his lotto tickets, on to then cash in his winners for more tickets and starting said process all over again. Hey, loser, at least take your desperate ass out to your 86 Camry and scratch your paycheck away. Can't you see there are like 25 other degenerates waiting to buy cigarettes and 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew? Jake in the 937. Where is the 937? I don't know that area code. It's a good take. Rome, I got a beef with Hawk. Not ever putting my emails through. Hawk, I can't talk. I would call in, but I'm medically unable to talk. I listen every day, and this jackass never puts my emails on the air. Signed, Josh in San Diego. He has now, Josh. It worked. Dayton. 937 is Dayton. My beef is with Old Trapper Beef Jerky, Rome. It's too damned good. I bought some a week ago for the first time. I've since bought three more packages. I cannot put it down. I can't afford this pace to continue. Why? It's real beef, smoked over a real wood fire, with four amazing flavors. It's the kind of protein you need, the kind of jolt of energy you want. Why is that a problem? Jim, my beef is with the McDonald's two-lane drive-thru. Have you ever tried to go through this on a Friday night to get the kids a freaking Happy Meal? It's no different than merging onto a freeway in rush hour. No one will ever let you in. Then it screws up the orders because the cutter threw things off. This is a reason to go for me, even with the kids in the car. Pops has no problem getting out and choking a chump out until he goes to sleep. The kids need to learn about bags early. Jim in Temecula. I like it. That's a strong beef segment. I've even got one to contribute. My beef is with the teenagers who are working at the local juice bar. No names mentioned. Nectar. So I go in there the other morning. I've had a workout. I'm going to get to my Old Trapper a little bit later on. But lately, I've got people telling me about how great celery juice is. Best thing ever. You know, on and on and on and on. So I start to smash it. So I go in there early. So early that there's nobody in line. And I don't ask them to prepare me anything. I just grab a couple of bottles. One vegan protein shake and one celery juice. Things, Ike, that you will never know about. I put them on the counter. This 16-year-old who's doing her prep work looks at me and says, be right with you. I'm like, sure. And I sit there and I wait. And she's doing whatever it is she's doing back there. And again, this is early in the morning. Really early in the morning. There's nobody else there in line. And she's just doing her thing, just prepping up. I've been there 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm not a real big person in that I couldn't say, excuse me, can I please just pay for these so I can go? Man, I was like just steaming. And I was getting more and more pissed. And then like a really mature middle-aged guy looking at a 16-year-old who said she'd be right with me when she was doing nothing other than prepping whatever the hell she was prepping, I turn around and I walk out. But I left the bottles on the counter to make my point. And now I'm pissed because I made kind of a scene. Like, I didn't say anything. I just turned around and walked out. But they know. They know I live around there. I made enough of a scene that I don't want to go back in there. Which is too bad because I kind of like the place. And I kind of like the product. Now I'm pissed. Because that 16-year-old said she'd get to me and hung me out for 5 minutes and was just messing with me. Hey, prep star, just come around the counter, take my $20 for your two bottles so I can come back tomorrow and run it back again. That's my beef. My beef is I was trying to buy a... Hey, we're out of time. We are out of time. Hope you enjoyed that beef segment. I feel better. You? You like that? We come back with hour number three. I will even let it carry over and jump the hour if you've got a beef. If not, lots to get to, including the Astros situation. In fact, I will hit that when we return. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.